You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. A good-looking Thursday out there. Man, the sun is shining. No wind. What a beautiful day it's shaping up to be. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends October 31st. Check them out, PellaWI.com. Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki. You know what's weird? Not weird, but you know what's interesting?
How dirty your readers are?
Those aren't mine. I don't know. Those have been here forever. I think a guest left them here. Right, Todd?
Oh.
Because
not
they,
sure.
They've been here sitting right here
we
forever.
We thought they were yours.
I know, but those are too fashionable for me.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean?
No, they are exactly... The Dollar Tree.
No, they're not. Those are at least $6.
What happened to the good Dollar Tree ones that I got that looked normal on you?
The well, I've got them. I've got them in my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
But also, what I was doing last night? I was reading, and it's like, oh, my eyes are going so bad. I got to get a bigger power, whatever. And then I took them off. I put them on the thing, and I realized one of the lenses was missing. Honest to God. I can bring him down, show it to you.
Hey, that was on the eve of eyesight day.
Yeah, on the eve of eyesight day.
Yep.
But it's like, oh my gosh, is there, boy, I wonder if these are too low. Because normally it's 150, I think. It must be. And then I realized one of the lenses was missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that actor that just wore the frames?
Oh, yeah.
It's just those big black frames. There's nothing in there.
Not even fake lenses?
No, it's just, there was nothing.
Yeah, I scuffled with a guy one time. In fact,
it could have been fake lenses, but I'm just saying there was no power.
Former Packer quarterback Randy Wright and I were good friends back then. That's when I used to golf. And we were at Brown County Golf Course, you know, real nice course. Mm-hmm. And we're in the cart, and my ball goes over into the flowers type thing. So I'm over, and these girls are, you know, whatever, and they're, oh, John Mina, because I was on TV then. And I'm talking to him, whatever. And I turn around and go walking back to the cart. And all of a sudden, Randy, like, falls over laughing. I go, what's the big deal? They're watchers. They're viewing. I got to be nice. And he goes, dude, take your sunglasses off. I go, why? They recognize me. Take them off. One of my sunglass lenses was missing.
Good Lord.
As I was talking to them.
You have. This is.
I know.
Maybe you need your eyes tested.
I don't know what I need. I don't know what I need.
I think it's more than just an eye exam. I think there's some other exams.
Between the ears exam.
I don't know. No. But Nikki, just one thing about the T-Rats. They really have come a long way from back in the Foxes days or whatever. You were too young for that. But
I went to Foxes games.
Oh, did you?
Kids.
Yeah. But what an entity that is to have here. And I was thinking that watching that Brewers playoff game that night, that unbelievably fun, when you and I were texting back and forth, and you, of course, gave up. You know, here you are, you know, whatever, and you went and drank your vodka and took your shower or whatever you said and missed one of the most dramatic home runs in Milwaukee Brewer history.
Yep.
But I'm just saying,
what a great organization. I changed the energy. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the energy for my Detroit Tigers yesterday.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
So you know it is pretty incredible that it's right here.
Yeah.
And when I worked for the team, we were a Mariners affiliate, and I was super geeked up about it then.
Yep.
But because I was able to connect the players to the community, take them out at community events, so I got to see more than just the one dimension. They were more than baseball players, right? They were giving back. And now to see these people thrive professionally and then know what the Brewers do for and how well they take care of their people. It's
cool.
Pretty neat.
And I think what's cool about the Timber Rattlers is how they've leveraged that facility for, what do you say, 170 things or so? You know,
oh, it's incredible, the events.
Besides the Halloween, but just I've been to a lot of many charitable things that they do. And it concerns me sometimes when we're building things, it's like, wait a minute, maybe if we could get a partnership going here, we could utilize something, because there's some buildings, you know, churches, I mean, pretty empty during the week. And could we use that for something else instead of always building new facilities? They're churches. They can do whatever they want. But I'm just saying that.
Well,
that
place in general.
Like look at Madison.
Aren't
they just doing it this weekend, right? Aren't they having their first event in Camp Randall?
Concert.
Who is it? I didn't even know.
Coldplay.
Oh, really?
In 2025.
Okay.
Next year.
They just announced it. But still, I think that's cool.
That place we were last night was really impressive. I've never been there before.
And they utilize that a lot.
What's the name of it?
The Green Bay Community Church.
Yeah.
Community Church.
And there's a church that, you know, of course, I'm sure they pack them in there on Sundays, but that thing's busy on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and there's all these activities going on. Yeah, they know what they're doing out there.
We got lost.
And debt-free.
Jim and I actually got lost.
Yeah.
I believe it. Probably with one lens.
Before, but it was because I was with John that let's go this way. I'm like,
Did you guys really go to the casino after again?
Before.
Right.
Because we wanted to feel good about donating.
I did
we
have
to go to church and pray that our teams cover.
We just
the irony of you guys not paying attention in the first row.
Having just
come from the casino.
Jim whispers to me, I hate being in the first row.
Because you can't leave.
As they walk you up. Yeah. And you weren't even wearing your hairnet properly.
I agree.
You had to look to your right and left and make sure the hairnets were right.
He had hair sticking out all over the place.
You didn't fix it. The girl next to me just kind of smiled.
He looked like the baker in, was it Mario Brothers or one of those things where they got the baker?
He actually reminded me. No, you know who you reminded me of?
Who?
Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin'
Donuts. Oh, yes.
The commercial.
I made the donuts.
That's right. Nobody looks good in a hairnet.
True
though.
That's true.
I felt like Chris Farley in the old thing. Remember with the, when what's his name, did the lunchroom later?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Lunchroom lady song.
I think that is a true statement. Nobody looks good in a hairnet.
You had people, because I was not in the front row until I came to say hello to you, but in the back, watching people file in and they'd say hello to their friends, but they would do a double take. Right. Like, who's talking to me?
And it's just the hair. But
you couldn't place them.
That is why we spend money, time on hair, because it really is a lot of your identity. And when you take that off or cover it up, it's like, I agree. That's like that guy came up to us and said, hey, how you guys doing? I'm like, good. And get this, Todd. So this guy comes up to us, we're in line, and he's wearing his hairnet. And we're obviously wearing ours. How you guys doing? We're good. I said, I'm here with John Minow. Yeah, I know. I've been on your show. And I'm like, John, who's that guy?
I know. You're exactly right, though. But once you take that away, it's funny how different a person looks.
I mean, just a short time ago, it was the masks, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't really identify people because it was from the nose or the eyes down.
Yep.
Yes. But now, yes, hair is also an identity.
But you worked your butt off last night, and that was very impressive.
Hey,
you stayed there
was
right to the very end, right?
Yes.
And you guys loaded up how many pounds of food or whatever?
So over 21,000 bags. 21,000 in the meals packed, the bags packed. In that 1.5 hour shift alone,
right,
we packed enough for 21,000 meals.
That's incredible.
That'll feed like close to 150 children for an entire year.
That's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yep, that's awesome.
Talk about math that hurts your brain.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. And it was just boop, boop, boop.
But
why aren't we doing more of this?
Right, and where that goes, it's just, you know, it goes all over the world. But you go down to, in Africa, these villages, and they...
Yeah, you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah. I got to show you some pictures of that, these orphanages. And it's just, it's unbelievable. But, boy, do they appreciate that. And they don't waste a thing. They don't want, you know, like John just throws rice on the floor. They would never, ever do that. They utilize everything. It's just... It goes to a great cause. And some people can say, well, we got enough starving people right here in the United States. True that, but there's organizations that this feeds people all over the world.
Do they still throw rice at weddings?
No, why you shouldn't have put it on the floor. It's there's too much hunger.
And it's bad for birds, isn't it?
It's what?
I think Isn't rice bad for birds?
Yes, it is. That wasn't the main reason. I think, I don't know if that's as true as it's a waste of food.
I'd be mad. As a bride, I'd be mad. It's in my hair. Yeah. You know how much I paid
but
for this?
But it's good luck. And God knows we need good luck.
In my day, like when all my brothers and sisters got married, they threw rice and they had the tin cans attached to the back of the car. You never see that anymore,
no,
do you?
No.
What happened to that? That was like the tradition. I know.
Right, and the handmade signs.
Just married and all those things.
I don't even know if they get in the car. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't. We did that.
Because now you're, it's pictures. Right. Were you married locally?
Stangleville. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We live big town.
Sure.
That's actually an impressive church.
That church
in Stangleville.
Is on the historical.
I go to Stangleville to Conops. It's a great meat market. Yeah. Oh, it's the best meat market. Okay, in the world.
Like not the church.
Not the church. The church is not a meat market, Johnny.
But it's
Conops across the street.
But it's this tiny, tiny little town, and then all of a sudden, here's this like cathedral-looking church.
It built Czechoslovakian, really, and it it's beautiful. And what we did, our florist. Donna likes lilacs. My brother went and just cut down it was in May, right? And cut up down all these lilac trees and he tied them to all the pews. And people say to us, and that's 32 years ago, they say, what I remember about your wedding was walking in that church and just smelling lilacs.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's not a big church.
No.
It's a small church.
But it looks impressive.
It looks impressive and it was packed, but there weren't that many people there. It's just there's a small church.
Right. But anyway, still, what a beautiful scene.
It is. And it's not going to change, which is cool that, some of these churches don't last and some of them are modern and it was just
I saw up in Escanaba real estate thing. There's an old church that's for sale up there and it's kind of been converted. I would give anything to live in an old church. That's one of my dreams, to live in a church.
There's a house in Stevensville that was a church that
really
was converted.
It's decommissioned, or that's not what they call it, but it's on the
MLS. I would go sit up in the steeple and just have a drink and read or something. I would love to.
Probably wouldn't be the first person that did that. Yeah, well, no, that's.
With your one
That
lens
would be,
fall down.
Yeah, how are you going to make it into rooms? That's just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do. You wouldn't want to lose the essence of it still being a cool old
but if
church.
But if you do the open concept, which a lot of homes do now, you can have a living area and a dining area and a kitchen.
Or like Kramer said, it'll all be levels. Remember that one?
No.
And Jerry's like, I'll bet you $20 you won't do it. So they that bet's on. And he comes back and he says, I'm not going to do it. Well, then you owe me $20. No, there's a big difference between failing and deciding not to do it. So I'd be that guy.
Yeah, take the break, Johnny. Take the break.
I was going to have you in here next. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Lighthouse.
Back.
Hey, welcome back. Mono on the Mayor here once again on a good-looking Thursday morning. Some really interesting guests. Great having Vanessa on today talking about Feeding My Starving Children, a tremendous organization that we helped out with a little bit last night. Rob Momart's local illustrator book signing. He's going to be doing a book signing on Sunday at the Lion's Head Bookstore, just one block away from us here on Washington Street. The Monstrous Adventures of Mummy Man and Waffles. Great kids book.
It is for kids 8 to 12. It's illustrated and it's great writing and it taps into their imagination. This is a good book. And if you want your kids, kids should read and they should read often every day. This is a fun book.
Absolutely. So, then Mike Pritzel, proud of him, going down to Florida tomorrow to work with the Red Cross for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk to him.
Kyle was here. Kyle and Kayla. Talking about a great thing, Shields and the Timber Rattlers teaming up for Trick or Treat at the ballpark down at Neuroscience Stadium in Grand Chute, which is a phenomenal place to be.
October 24th, but Fox City Stadium, then people will know where it is. I mean, that name has not caught on yet, and it will, but right? I don't think we're
Do any
yet.
Of them ever? I mean, I still say Miller Park.
I mean, I'm back. I mean, Candlestick, and there's, I know. It's crazy.
I've gotten to the point where I can say AmFam Field. I can say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, good for you, Todd.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe we're not all as cool as Todd. Hey, everybody. Hey, kids, let's all try to be more like Todd today.
AmFam, that doesn't do anything for American Family. They've never done a commercial with AmFam.
Sure they have.
Have they?
Yeah. Oh. I'm pretty sure if you go to amfam.com or something, that's their
website.
I think
it does more than Miller Park or County Stadium.
Well, County Stadium was lame. Miller Park was cool. Anyway, you know, but AmFam is, yeah, that's just, wow, that's, how'd they get that?
I remember I tried buying some seats from when they tore down County Stadium. And,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
But then they wouldn't sell them because they had lead-based paint.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you something that I got that was really cool. When Letterman left, right, they ditched everything in the old Ed Sullivan Theater. They ripped it all out for the new Late Show.
Right.
I got some of the flooring from that.
And that's legendary, that studio.
I know. And then a friend of mine got some of the bridges that were in the background, the 3D stuff.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
How'd you do that?
No.
You could go online, and people who were ripping that stuff out were like, either they were throwing it in dumpsters or throwing it in their back seat so they could sell it.
Wow. See, I love stuff from places like that.
Yep.
I mean, that's really cool when you get something like that. Wow. I don't have anything cool like that, do you? I mean, you've got so much memorabilia from over the years.
Yeah. I got some things that I'd like to display someday, but they're not. You know what I mean? Like, what good is it? If it's,
I know. Yeah, if it's just sitting someplace,
right?
Yeah.
So I've
got a piece of the goalpost that was torn down after the ice bowl.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Other than that, that kind of stuff.
How do you know it's real?
I don't. Yeah, well, I will say
same way you know your floor tiles are real.
What's that?
Is it the same way he knows his floor tile is real?
Oh,
from Ed Sullivan.
Yeah,
you kind of like, you believe it.
Well, I
got a picture of where it was taken framed.
Right. Well, I mean, the color is exactly, you don't really see that Packer color anywhere else. You know, as far as with the way that goalpost was. I mean, there's no other goalposts around here that would be painted that color. I don't think you can just go to your local paint store and say, I need the Packer goalpost color.
Okay.
You know, and the guy that gave it to me, I totally trust him.
That's what I would think.
I mean,
I trust the person that gave it to me.
They literally dragged it through the streets and took it to a machine shop and cut it up in pieces.
Did he sell it or give it to you?
Gave it to me.
Well.
Yeah.
Michael says, I got a chair from the Union Terrace here in Madison. I didn't buy it.
Oh, yeah. Michael. Come on now.
Come on, Mike.
Michael. Is he going to put that one in one of his houses he's renting out for the draft?
Maybe.
Going to do that? How's that coming along? Michael, we haven't talked to Michael in a long time.
I think he's coming in Monday.
Oh, yep. Fantastic.
Yeah. So we're going to get a little update.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Simple Life Hospitality and renting out your homes. And then on, well, we have, like I said, on that Lean Local, the first Sunday of every month is dedicated to the NFL draft. And next Sunday, we had Aaron Popke on the first Sunday last month and the VCB the month before. But I'm going to have Michael come on for part of it to talk about.
Cool.
This is going to be more of a revenue show. How to get your Uber license. How to get a bartender's license, which isn't that hard, but still get it now. Don't wait till April. And then the guy's like, well, the class was last month. And then, you know, but how to get that just to get, like I said, I think everybody should kind of lean in a little bit this financially and make a couple extra bucks.
I would still love to be a bartender.
You'd be a good one.
I still want to be
but
a bartender.
You'd be sitting there talking to the guy.
I know.
And all these other people are waving 20s around. And
but you know,
like,
what?
Just wait. I'm done with the story. I don't know where this guy went to high school.
But you know what? You know what would be, you know, I know where I would, I don't want to say fail. I would struggle a little bit as a bartender. I get a kick out of it when you say, hey, I need an old-fashioned whiskey. No, brandy. Brandy and cherries, not olives.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And you throw this stuff. Then so-and-so wants a, you know, Harvey Wallbanger or something. And these people remember all that stuff.
And that's why you should get your license now and practice. Because you're right. You're going to be busy. And unless you work at a place where they dedicate, like, you just doing the tap beers. You're just a beer guy. And any mixed drinks are with somebody else.
Or if you have Mino as a bartender, you get what you get. Right?
That's the answer.
Excuse me, this is brandy, not whiskey. So?
Yeah. But the other
you know
thing,
what? How about this? Really? You can do better?
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Well, you come behind here and I'll tell you the drink that I want and let me see if it's perfect.
Oh, man.
How's that?
That's the other thing that you're going to have to pick where you're going to work is you need to know how to enter the information. Some of them you have to enter the type of drink. Other ones just dollar amount. So
I got a text here from my buddy. He said, you'd also struggle using clean ice. That goes back to
you told that story.
Fortunate thing I did where I was doing a celebrity bar and I was using the
dirty ice.
Dirty ice.
Oh,
I didn't realize
God,
that.
I forgot about that.
I was when I remember I'd pick out a like a cherry stem. It's like, why is that in there? How did that get in there? And a little bit of a rind, orange rind or something.
Yeah, get what you get.
What's his cigarette button doing in here? So, yeah.
That influenza really swept through that community.
But the other thing I think with that I want to talk about is how old you have to be for certain jobs. Like when you bus tables, is it 16 or is it 18? I think it's 16, right?
It might be younger.
It seems like there's some young kids that do that. When I go to a lot of these banquets.
At 14? Well, so that would be cool if their parents, especially if they're out of school, right?
Absolutely.
Go bus over at the pizza place and make an extra.
I don't think I'd want to deal with other people's dirty dishes. Yeah, I really wouldn't, to be honest with you.
You don't even deal with your own dirty dishes.
That's true.
All right. I have paper plates.
What do you need a license for? What don't you need a license for? But I just think that people need to think about that now because all of a sudden it's going to be like.
How do you get a bartender's license? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a bartender's license.
Are you?
I'm not even kidding. I'm going to get a bartender's license.
I don't.
And then I'm going to spend all my time upstairs practicing.
Well, that's just it. I think you get it over at TC, so I'm going to look into that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look into it. I'm going to do that.
Listen.
All right. We're going to start a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Don't forget, if you'd like to help with hurricane relief, you can do it with Civic Media. Log on our website, civicmedia.us/help. At civicmedia.us/help, you can choose the organization that you'd like to assist. civicmedia.us/help. Once again, John Mino, Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor.
Thank you very much. Once again, thanks for being here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Jim?
Well, we'd love to get guests on here that have a connection and can really help, not really so much educate, but inform our community. And there's something big coming up today. It's the Citizens Utility Board, and this is a group that I don't know if challenge is the right word, but they're concerned about what's going on with our utilities because that's a huge expense in our budgets. And Tom Content is the president of the Citizens Utility Board. They're based out of Madison, and he is lobbying for the ratepayers.
That's right. We're trying to keep prices affordable for the customers in northeastern and northern Wisconsin.
And it came across your desk that they are proposing an increase.
Yeah, big increase over the next 2 years. So at CUB, the Citizens Utility Board, we're the consumer advocate, designated consumer advocate. We're a nonpartisan nonprofit, as you said, based in Madison. And so Pub Service right now is proposing about a $200 million increase over the next couple of years, to be phased in over 2025 and 26.
And
for residential customers, that's about a 20% increase.
Listen to that.
20% increase over 2 years.
20%. I mean, what's going up 20%? I mean, what's inflation going to be or is?
Inflation's supposed to be, less than 2.5% or less the next 2 years. So this is a big jump compared with inflation.
It's incredible.
So we're looking at sizable increases.
It's like 10 times versus inflation.
Exactly. It's like, quadruple or at least inflation. And what we're looking at is the fact that there are a lot of people in Northeast Wisconsin that are already struggling to make ends meet and struggling to pay their utility bills. We did some analysis of what's called energy burden, household energy burden, which is kind of the amount of your income that goes to paying your energy and utility bills. And there are some pockets of concern right here in Green Bay, but also north in the Rhinelander area. And how much is too much is kind of the question. And Pub Service has had pretty affordable rates. Now they're owned by the same company, the parent of We Energies down in Milwaukee. And there's been more rate pressure in the last few years.
What should it be about? 5, 6, 8, 10% of your income, or what? What do you guys
exactly? 5, 6% or less is what's considered affordable. And we have maps showing that in parts of Brown County and Green Bay, it could be double digit, and so it's a real challenge. And so certainly some of these increases may be needed. They have built a lot of new infrastructure. They've built some solar projects, some energy storage projects, a new natural gas plant up in Wausau. Those things have to be paid for, But there are issues that where we can find savings. Like, should the ratepayers be funding management bonuses? No, we don't think so. Should the profits be as high as they are for the parent company? We've shown that the profits over 20 years for the parent company.
What kind of profits do they have? Can you put that into like layman's language?
Too late, John.
It's in the billions, and unfortunately, in Wisconsin, our Public Service Commission, which regulates the utilities, has given out higher than average high profits compared with a lot of the other states. And so Cub is advocating in this case. We have an economist on our staff who's basically calling them out on that and saying, you know, if you had a lower profit, customers could save a lot of money.
Love having watchdog groups like this. This is cool.
Right? We're glad to do it.
And people alone
can't.
But they're not going to be listened to as much as something that's a little bit more organized like you. And I want to talk about how people can participate, because I was telling you on the phone, I teach a class at TC, and we talk about monopolies and oligopolies, and people don't have a choice, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of monopolies out there that aren't really regulated in the tech sector and other areas, but this is an area where there is a regulated monopoly system. Wisconsin was the first state to actually regulate the utilities in the whole country. And what's good about this is that the Public Service Commission, the three people, which is a big agency, but it's three people who lead it who are appointed by the governor.
How much do they make?
And
six year term.
But if you get appointed by a Democrat and a Republican gets in, the Republican can't get rid of you, right? Isn't that 6 years you're locked in?
You're locked in. There's been a couple like end around sometimes on that, but so as of now, we have three Democratic commissioners, just because Governor Evers has been in a while. It's at least there's somebody there to be. They actually have the final call on setting the prices and making sure there's balance between the shareholders and the customers footing the bill for all.
I think it's great that you used to be a business reporter for your regular career, and you have a very, very, very strong BS meter in your mind when you're dealing with somebody like this. True?
Well, that's being a journalist for a long time and then actually following utilities for a long time, first at the Press Gazette, then at the Journal Sentinel. I can say that Cub is a small outfit, but between the folks on our small team, we only have five employees, but between the folks on our team, we have decades and decades of experience, and I'm part of that.
Nice.
Do they treat you all right? I mean, We Energies, WPS, I mean, you're a little bit
of a... Or is it like, again.
A little bit of...
Tom is on the line. I'm busy.
I'm thinking more that sometimes people when...
I bet you get some of those, don't you?
But sometimes people try to discredit their opponent. You guys don't know what they're doing. And you say, Johnny said, you've got an unbelievable background when it comes to business, but then you got an economist on your board?
I think that, on our team, And so they're respectful. I think the challenge is... In other states, there are bigger consumer advocate offices or actually state government agencies that get involved in this. So some of my counterparts in other states have 40 employees that are able to, go everything with a fine-tooth comb. And in Wisconsin, I think the utilities prefer that Cub exists, because in other states, the attorney general gets involved, and attorney general's office can get involved as a consumer advocate. And the utilities prefer, maybe because we're smaller, they may prefer that, but we may be small, but I think we bat above our
You
got a feeling you're tenacious.
Tenacious is a good word. We don't tolerate. We want to make sure that everything is justified. And sometimes when you see the press releases, everything looks good. But if you go through, there's a difference. And I learned this as a reporter. It's like what they say is one thing, but what they actually file at the Public Service Commission is actually what they're going to tell their shareholders about, and those are the actual commitments that they're making. So the devil's in the details, and that's why we're there.
And there's people that may be listening or read about you. The Press Gazette's done an all right job of covering this.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do better on a lot of things, but I think because one of the reasons that we got this radio show started was Civic Media. And I know you've been on Civic down in Madison a couple times. Some of the times that local stuff isn't covered to the depth. it right. needs to be.
Exactly.
You
know,
when Johnny and I try to do that here, you have an event coming up, or an event, I guess, whatever you want to call it. You have something coming up today that people can come and testify, right?
Right. This is actually, it's not my event. It's the Public Service Commission is holding a public hearing on this rate increase. And so we've moved to the place where CUB has actually submitted its testimony, and we're urging you know, opportunities for savings. But now it's the time for the public to come out and say what they think about what could be a 20% increase over the next 2 years. And so this afternoon and evening in Ashwaubenon, at the Ashwaubenon Community Center, the PSC is holding a public hearing. And I think in the Milwaukee hearings, they had a Spanish translator as well, for people who aren't good with English, so you can spread the word on that. But this is where I think there's power in numbers. And when people come out,
where does the power come from for you guys?
Well, I think there's power in numbers. And I think we energy's prices are so high that have a history of higher prices. And so there's more people participating. It's a bigger city too, a bigger utility. But the ways to participate are, there's power in numbers, both on showing up at the public hearing, and if you can't make it to Ashwaubenon, there's actually a Zoom link where you can actually just dial in, and the administrative law judge will take your comment. Or if people can't make it to the hearing today, they can still file comments on the Public Service Commission website by next Monday.
So that's how long it's open, till next Monday?
Till next Monday, and then we'll end up having a decision by the end of the year.
Okay, so this rate increase, it's for residential. Is it for businesses as well and nonprofits?
It's for everybody.
Okay.
It's for everybody.
Like a homeless shelter, we would have to pay that as well.
Yeah, and CUB's representing you as the homeless shelter as well, because CUB is the designated advocate for homeowners, renters, and small businesses. There's a different group that represents kind of paper mills and large manufacturers, and we kind of duke it out with them on, you know, how much should big business be paying versus how much should the little guy and gal be paying. But yes, this will affect businesses too. It's not as onerous an increase for a small business as it is, at least as proposed. We don't know.
Onerous is a great word. We got to use the word onerous more.
Onerous. Write that down, Todd.
Let's make this less onerous by showing up at the public hearing.
What is their justification?
So,
I mean, that's a huge leap.
Yeah, no, they're looking to do, I think one of the things over the years is they've cut costs so much make their numbers, if you will, through in terms of their profits. And so you've seen the size of the WPS, Pub Service Workforce, in Northeast Wisconsin come down since the acquisition by WEC Energy Group. But I think at some point they feel they've cut to or past the quick. They say they need more folks, more money for tree trimming, for storm response. They say they need more money paying for these projects. And so those are some of the justifications that they're using. They're talking about reliability, and certainly we support reliability too. But there are ways to save.
But like John was saying, do you really know how many trees, and like, might they inflate something? How do you?
That's always a challenge.
Yeah, who's keeping the records on that?
Yeah, and the Public Service Commission, thankfully, has a team of auditors. When the utility files their application, which happened in April this time, basically spring and summer, the PSC auditors are basically going through everything with a pretty fine tooth comb, as is my staff. And they're going through and finding areas. And so, like, for instance, there's an area where they want to add employees. And so, because maybe they've cut too many employees over the years. But the question is, how much do they really plan on adding in the next 2 years? Because if they get approved at a certain amount and they don't fill all those jobs, they could actually just pocket that money in terms of profit. So that's where it's kind of a balancing act. One of the things that's really kind of galling.
It's kind of how the county budgets. Full employment, and there's no such thing.
Right, exactly. One of the things that's kind of galling. So, you know, we're in the middle of this energy transition where we're moving from coal to other sources, right? Mm-hmm. So we're paying for all this new stuff, and every time that new stuff comes on, new power plants, that's what causes rate pressure. But the challenge is the utilities, and Pub Service is not alone in this, they all want to make money on the coal plants after they've shut down. So in other words, there's a plant in Portage that Pub Service owns a share of, And that's how one of the ways they're getting electricity today. They want to shut it down, but if they, under their application, they would still be profiting at almost 10% profit rate, return on equity, which we kind of call the profit rate, for another 17 years after it shuts down. So in our proposal, we're saying, okay, you can profit off all the new stuff, but not on the stuff that's no longer needed to keep the lights on. And just that alone in this case would save the customers about $76 to $80 million.
Wow.
Yeah, and like John said, you know what? I mean, nobody's looking at this like you are, you know? And that's why people, I can't believe utilities, everything's going up, food. Right. But what can you do about it? Well, with food, you can shop at a different store. You can also downgrade your...
Fair trade, you bet.
Can maybe go from tenderloin to Spam.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Or you can do farmer's markets. You can actually grow your own.
Right.
But your utilities, especially in the winter.
Sustaining services, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think it's good you're doing, and I would encourage people, tell us where they can come out again and or what they can write to. Do you have the Zoom link here?
Sure. Okay. It's 2 o'clock at 6 p.m. today.
Wait a minute, did you say 2 to 6?
No, 2 p.m. It starts at 2 p.m. and then they'll go up for as long as people show, and then they're going to probably take a little break, and then they'll reconvene at 6 o'clock for the evening crowd. So there's actually two different hearings today, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. in Ashwaubenon. And there's links to make your comments on our website, which is cubwi.org/activecases.
Outstanding. Tom, thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
No, thanks for the opportunity to get the word out.
This is like old school investigative journalism.
We're trying, man.
I like it. Keep it rocking. Great job. Tom Content, Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin at Ashwaubenon, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Fantastic. Quick break. Back after this.
Thanks, Tom.
Brothers. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here winding her down on a beautiful Thursday morning out there. That was really interesting.
And that's as local as you can get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, your people.
It affects every person listening.
And people sometimes complain. It's like, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, there is. You know, you can at least talk to Tom or his organization. And if the rates are going up, why? And that's the first thing you asked. Why are they going up? And, well, if investment, sure, we should pay for some of that. Does it need to be 20%? And I think that's what they're discussing. He's an interesting guy. Did you know him when he was at the Press Gazette?
I remember the name now. Yeah, absolutely.
You're right. He's got that little investigative side to him.
But that's what I mean. I would not want a former, back in the heyday of investigative journalism, I would not want that guy snooping around my records if I had something to, let's not bring that out into the sunlight.
Well, I don't know that WPS does, but
he's in general people. Right. It's like a normal person. Yeah, I wouldn't go and I could complain about my heating bill, but I wouldn't know how to do anything about it. So it's phenomenal having people like he and his organization doing that work for us, so to speak.
Pencil behind the ear.
Yes.
Yeah, he digs pretty deep. So.
Yeah.
And that'd be interesting. So I hope people, if they have some concerns or just not even concerns, if they want to learn more about how We Energies, which used to be WPS, and the Public Service Commission, how that operates. And like he said, you know, he brought that map out. People who are listening couldn't see that. But there are some areas in Green Bay and in the Fox Valley where a 20% increase could be,
it's like a teeter-totter to the point of, okay, I'm surviving, I can do this. And then all of a sudden, 20%, it's like, whoa.
So you make X, and really 13% of that's going to go to utilities when the average, he said, is closer to 6? I mean, that's not right. And you can say, well, then make more money. Well, that's not always the answer either. So I think what he's doing is commendable. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I'm glad he's there. I think it's always interesting to have someone that can be a voice for you, because people alone, you write a letter. I'm not
and
sure.
And where do you start?
And he's got the system down. I mean, guy obviously knows what he's talking about.
You should be on one of those commissions. I'm not even kidding. I think you'd be phenomenal. Don't you, Todd?
Yeah, they don't use.
Yeah, we need more of that.
Absolutely.
We need people that look out for the average Joe.
Right. Absolutely.
That don't want to just become a senator or just move on, that they really care about their community.
Exactly. Like
they understand there's homeless people, but they understand there's a lot of wealth too. You know, we have some unbelievable.
Well, and you know what? You don't mind stepping in the puddle and splashing on somebody type of thing. It's like, so what? What are you going to do?
As long as you're respectful, they'll listen to you. I mean, there's, you know, maybe yeah. not like what you say, but it's
I
like,
think hey, we should hire Tom and have it be like the Mino and the mayor on this street guy.
You
contact us. Tom's going to look into it for
like
you.
Like the news hawk yes, when I was working right. at one of the TV stations.
The Glenn Lloyd guy.
Glenn Lloyd guy.
I mean, because that would be Tom content. And he's a smart guy. He's I've read a lot of his stuff. And we first met way back in the day when President Clinton was in office. He had this, he convened a White House conference on small business. And I was one of those people. And there's ways you got elected to that. And he really covered that. And it's something that people really didn't know about, didn't care about. He's the one who wrote about it. Now, Press Gazette wouldn't do that now. They just don't have the time or it's not that big of a story. But he really, there were a few small businesses we went out there and it was great. And Clinton and Gore were there and we had lunch and talked about, you know, small business. And anyway, Tom covered that and he's always liked small business. Now he's dealing with a much larger business now, but I think he's always cared for the small guy. And I think he's the right guy for the job. So it'd be interesting. I'm going to follow up with him. You know, I'm going to have breakfast with him after the show. And I want to just learn a little bit more about what he's doing.
But I'm not even kidding. I think that'd be a perfect thing for you to kind of dip your toes into. If Todd says, if Todd agrees with me on something, you know I'm onto something.
We'll call you the shark.
I don't want to be that.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Days are over.
So I don't know. I still think you'd
be. When Jim walks in the room, people listen.
I think there's a lot of entities would want you snooping around the records. Just being honest.
I just, you know, we're a pretty wealthy country, and we just have to make sure our money's going where it should.
Yeah.
Homeless.
I agree.
Fentanyl and utilities.
Food.
Food, right.
T-shirts.
What?
T-shirts.
His Hanes T-shirts. Oh, Hanes T-shirts. $40.
$42. I can bring down the receipt. I can show the receipt. $42 for six black T-shirts. Here's my T-shirt that I'm wearing.
Okay, Kohl's.
$42.
Yeah, John, Kohl's is not a monopoly. Did you use the Kohl's cash? No. Did you shop it? Did you look online? No. So it's a little bit your fault. I could find those same, what is it, double X?
Hanes, I know one X.
Okay, one
what is
X.
That sorry. Supposed to be?
I just was curious. I want to make sure it's apples.
Why'd you have to throw that? That was one of those things.
Yep.
What's that called?
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're like, what? What did I say?
Did you?
I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it that way.
I'm just asking.
Do you remember Mrs. Doubtfire when Robin Williams is at the bar as Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
And the guy's walking away and he takes a piece of fruit and he hits him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh dear, it was a run by fruiting, right?
Yes.
That's what just happened to you.
A drive by fruiting.
Yep.
Yep. That's exactly what just happened. Yes.
Oh dear.
That's I'll look
what you just did. That was.
We were just
you're trying to inflict some pain, but doing it in a seemingly innocent manner.
Yeah.
Why would you get mad at that? I'm just asking a question.
What size? Just want to know the size.
Right.
Anyway.
Wow. Wow.
No. What?
It's
what
a great way to end the day.
Well, no. But even in when we talk about the monopolies and oligopolies and the advantage. Well, they can argue that, look, it's
what else are you going to do?
Well,
where else are you
going to do? We're more efficient, and, you know, we can, but I don't know, competition is a good thing. And I think people work harder, the customer service is better, and the product ultimately becomes better, and it keeps the price in check. So, anyway, it'd be fun. I'll talk to him at breakfast. I'll let you know more tomorrow on that. And this was a fun day. Everything from feeding my starving
man, children. We went all over the place today.
Covered it all today.
Holy
cow.
It's
a fun day.
We really did. Tomorrow, of course, is our Football Friday.
Yep.
Always have a great time. Dennis from the Glam Band is going to be here. We've got live musical guests. We'll be talking with a former Packer, our spotlight. Fridays are a really, really fun day here in this studio. Great job, Nikki, for lining up a couple of our guests today. Great job, Todd, for putting it all together and keeping us rocking. And, you know, Mike Pritz, if you're looking, best of luck to you.
Yep.
Heading down to Florida today to work with the Red Cross in those really hard hit areas.
Yeah. Great guy.
I'm really looking forward to hearing from him. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have yourselves a beautiful day. It looks so great out there. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mino and the Mayor.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.